We're here on KSOM as we continue to look at the upcoming track and field season. Let's talk girls track and field with the Harlan Cyclones and their head coach, Jenny Hamilton, now with us here on KSOM. And Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand new season?
Oh, I'm super excited. We've got a really good group of girls. They work hard. They want to get better. They want to be coached. And so we've had a really good couple weeks of practice, and we've already had one meet under our belt, actually, with a small number of girls we took up to Iowa State. So we're off to a good start and excited to see what the season brings.
Very good. How do you feel about your depth this year? What do your overall numbers look like?
Oh, I would say we would always want more girls on the team just to have more options. But pretty good. We're in the upper 20s, and we have a lot of girls that are open-minded and willing to do whatever is asked of them. So this first half of the season, we'll definitely be moving girls around and experimenting. But yeah, we've definitely got some options. It's nice we've got enough 800 runners to cover a 4x8 and the DMET 8 without having to ask somebody to do, you know, to bounce back too quickly. So I'm feeling good about our numbers.
Well, yeah, so talk about your 800 numbers. If that seems to be your strength right there in the middle distance and you're excited about targeting that 4x8, tell me a little bit about those runners and a little bit about each of them.
I would say our strengths are going to be we've got some strong seniors who have been with us for 4 years, one of them being Lindsay Sonderman. She's definitely a strength in the distance races, the 1500 and 3000 at Iowa State last week. She actually broke her own school record as well as the meet record in the 3000. So she's one who really has been leading us in the distance races. Just some other seniors to mention. Briley Schechinger is another one who she can run eights and above. She can run fours as well. But more so just her leadership, how she prepares for races and just gets herself mentally prepared. And those are the kind of things that we're really appreciative. Abby Brockelman is another senior. She'll be running 400 hurdle. She'll be running twos and fours for us. She's a 4-year tracklete, so we'll be looking to her to kind of set an example for our hurdlers and the sprint races. And our last senior is Jaylee Schmitz. She's also been out for 4 years. She definitely specializes in the short hurdle races, and we've already seen her stepping up into that senior role and just helping out some of the younger ones and helping them with drills and helping them find out where they go for different exchange zones and things like that. So we've got multiple places where I think we'll be strong.
Yeah. Well, Sonderman finished third last year in the 1 mile, fourth last year in the 2 mile. Breckelman was in the 400 hurdles at state last year. But in terms of Sonderman, obviously she had a great cross country season, and she is looking good for you so far on the track. What does she need to do to push even more and maybe, sneak up to the top of that medal stand in those races?
She's definitely a goal-oriented person, and I would say that is her goal, to be at the top. She trains extremely hard in the off season and just puts in an incredible amount of extra time and extra miles on top of what we do at practice. So she's probably running anywhere from 2 to 4 additional miles than from what we do in our workouts every day. So that's a big deal, is that she has an incredible volume base. She's also just very disciplined in all the little things, just water intake, nutrition, food, rest, things like that. So she does all those little things right, because she knows that those little things do make a difference if you want to be at the top.
Sure. You went through some of your seniors there. How about your juniors? What stands out there?
Let's see, just some of our underclassmen in general who are coming back. We've got Aubrey Wagner. She was one who ran at the state meet last year. She was a freshman last year, so she's a sophomore now. And we're just looking for her to kind of embrace that role of not being a freshman anymore. So we've got a new group of freshmen who are nervous and don't know what they're doing. And we would like Aubrey to just trust herself and run and lead with confidence. And so we've already seen her doing that. And I am confident she'll continue to embrace and grow into that role. I could name a lot of people, but we've got Ari Daniels in the hurdles. We've got Sadie Alberti, who can run fours and eights. Allie Anderson, who can run fours on up. Let's see. We've got Paige Sonderman is another one who is really a role player for us. I'm really, really grateful for her just attitude and willingness to do whatever's best for the team. So she's one that's been standing out lately. She wants to be coached, wants to get better, and wants to know what is it that you're asking of me so I can do it to the best of my ability. So there's a lot that we could name, but those are some people who have had a good couple weeks of practice.
All right, awesome. How about field events? What do you see for some of your throwers and jumpers coming into the season?
Aubrey Wagner will be high jumping, so we just started working on that before the storm this week. It's a little tricky to practice high jump, long jump at the beginning of the season, just with working with weather and the outdoors. But she'll be high jumping in the long jump. Lily Schechinger, Brindley Von Bala, Josie Sonderman have all been getting their steps in, and we haven't competed yet in the long jump. On Friday, we'll have one of those three jump in. So we're just looking to get somewhere to start, you know, get a starting mark so that we have something to build off of. Let's see, in the shot, we've got Abby Curran. We've got a freshman, Addie Barrett. We've got Bristol Loudy. So all three of those guys have been working hard. There's a couple more who are rotating in there and trying shot and disc for the first time. But again, none of them have competed in a meet yet. So we're looking to go to Central tomorrow, and that'll be their first opportunity to compete and get an official starting place mark.
Very good. So what is your philosophy just on relays? And you said you wanted to target the 4x8. Your distance med finished 17th a year ago. That seems to be another one that you want to target. You know, how do you approach the relays at the start of the season to prepare and see what you got? And, you know, sometimes things change as the season goes on.
Oh yeah. I would say at this point, we don't know what we're going to target as far as what relays we think are going to be as strongest. We definitely need to get several meets under our belt and just see how we match up against competition before we know what are going to be our strongest relays. But we like to try to be strong across the board. It's just competitive across the board. One thing that we continually emphasize every year is just team points. You know, not just, we don't want to just load three or four events. We would like to try to compete in, you know, all 19 events. And so, we'll try to put girls in all the relays. So I would say it's too early to tell where our strengths will be, with the relays, but we'll definitely be doing a lot of experimenting, on how we can be most competitive, with the people that we are running against.
And what do you see as your goals for this team this season?
Our goals right now are just to compete with confidence and compete with tenacity and just welcome competition, get mentally and physically prepared for competition. So our goals at the beginning of the season are just to really take advantage of every little thing that you can control, do control. You know, we can't control what the competition does, and But there's a lot of things that we can't control. So that's what we're asking for our girls. Until we have some marks and times and kind of know where we match up, then we'll get a little bit more specific on goals as far as competition and competing against other people.
And when is your first outdoor meet?
Our first outdoor meet is going to be March 27th at Carroll Co-Ed. So we ran at Iowa State last Friday. We were running at the Central Indoor Meet this Friday, and then we'll head outdoors next week.
Let's hope the weather allows that.
For sure. Yeah.
Mother Nature can always be finicky during the outdoor track season, and let's hope we're not saying we wish it were like February. So,
yeah.
Coach, in the meantime, really appreciate your time. We'll continue to follow your Cyclones now from now all the way to the Blue Oval. Really appreciate it, and best of luck of the season. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Jenny Hamilton, head coach for Heartland Girls Track and Field, joining us here on KSOM.